This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is kicking off another week of action by giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets instantly. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number two. Gluttony challenge for Davey Hudson. He's loading up another plate of wings. He's eaten 30 so far.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. He said during the break that he's kind of at that normal stuffed point where if he was just like eating all you can eat wings, he might get a few more. But now the real work begins.
Hour two.
Yeah. Second leg.
No, they're wings.
Would you say there's usually more meat on a drum or the flat?
Depends.
Drum. Like a flat to me, but I think you're right. I think it just depends.
All wings are not made equal.
Mm-hmm. Those look good, though. Shout out to Craven Wings supplying us with the wings.
Not only do they look good, they taste fantastic.
What flavors have you partaken of?
I think I've ate all the sweet chili.
Okay.
The honey buffalo. Got a good amount of those in. But I remember I went Tuesday whenever Russell and T-Fair were out there,
mm-hmm.
and the only thing I got there was honey buffalo. So I was like, all right, we'll hold off on the honey buffalo. Had some mild, you know, just your standard. It's got a little bit of a kick, but the juices with the chicken and that, it's just enough to where you're like, all right, that's got some flavor, but it's great with ranch, like the mild. Granted, I love the ranch on it all. But then I believe it's a moonshine barbecue. And it's to the point to where...
That's not on the list.
Is there a barbecue on there?
No.
Okay. When I ordered ahead of time. I went back and I forgot to put a sauce on 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they went back and they put... That's when I had them put the barbecue on. There's the 87...
The moonshine barbecue?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's the 87, which is the Jacob Warren flavor.
Mm-hmm.
That's our stud tight end who just catches touchdowns.
And I also got the lemon pepper. I know Russ is a big fan of the lemon pepper.
T-Fair liked the spicy lemon pepper. I'm excited to try that. I don't know if that's the 87. I'm not sure. They were bragging on them.
Their lemon pepper is really good. I'm usually not the type of guy that goes for lemon pepper.
Mm.
But actually, I'm pretty impressed with theirs. And I was trying to think. What else was on that list, Chris? I'm sure I forgot something. I know there was 10 that were just plain. Like, just no sauce.
Sweet chili teriyaki.
The sweet chili is what I had. The teriyaki is another one. So teriyaki is what I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Craven Wings.
Well
check
done.
Them out.
Well done.
North Shore Chodo, sponsor of T-Fair Tuesdays on The Drive. It's going to be a fun one this week. We'll see what all he has to say after the Florida game. Danny White said, since very early in my tenure here, I've been attuned to our need to offer increased fan access and also modernize and maximize the revenue opportunities at our athletic venues. For sports like softball, baseball, and basketball, we've been selling ourselves short. I found it. Those teams have performed at a level that has prompted demand, but opportunities for new ticket holders to join in has been too limited for too many of our fans.
Is that true?
It is with softball. I will say that.
Okay.
My daughter plays softball. We've been to two Lady Vols softball games, even though she's been playing softball for, you know, years now.
Yep.
A lot of times, or most of the time, like, they're just sold out over there constantly. But I don't know. But they don't have a problem like Matt was talking about with football. It's not like it's sold out and no one's sitting in the stands. I mean, when they have a big game, it's sold out. The stands are full. So I don't know how
Well,
how is that limiting access?
I don't know.
If, like, there's a person in the
seat.
Is that
true, though?
What do you mean?
Is that true?
Is what true, though?
Are the seats full?
Yeah, they have been when I've gone.
When's the last time we had a big game?
In softball? I don't know.
Oh, no, I'll give you softball. I'm saying, like, football.
Oh, in football.
If you're saying...
He's differentiating.
Sorry, you're back to the football side.
I thought you switched. But no, baseball, softball,
if
basketball.
If the stadium's full, how did you limit access? Are you saying it's just the same guy that got to sit in Neyland is now sitting in the softball stadium?
I'm guessing they're meaning for season tickets?
Maybe that's it. So maybe what they mean is the guy who has his football season tickets and he also just gobbles up the softball ones because he has forever. Mm-hmm. Maybe he had a dollar. He used to play softball. He used to go to all the games, but now they don't anymore. And so now every time there's a softball game, he just gives them away to somebody, and maybe they go, maybe they don't. Mm-hmm. But it's limiting the access for somebody like me who might say, hey, I never went to softball before, but now my daughter plays. We'd love to go. And this guy's just – he's still buying them, but he's just kind of passing around, and sometimes people don't even show up. Well, whereas it could go to somebody like me who's like, yeah, I'll take my daughter to every game. I don't know.
Right, and now that they've gone digital, they know if your ticket's used every game or not. You know, back in the day when I first started going to games, and for a really long time – they didn't have a scanner. They had an usher who looked at your ticket, ripped the stub, put it in a box, and then I'm going to have to guess that they didn't actually go back through all the boxes and check the individual seats in the stadium.
Never.
They might have. I mean, I remember they had a counter. Mm-hmm. You know, they'd sit there and they'd rip the ticket and they'd just get a count, and that's what they'd use for attendance. Yeah. Now they can go with the hard number off the scanner. So my guess is probably a couple things. You know, big money booster buys tickets, doesn't use them for all the games. So it's like, okay, they're grandfathered in. We know that they buy the tickets, but they're not using them. We need people to use the tickets. Could we get somebody that would want these season tickets for, you know, less to them, but maybe more than what this guy's paying? Mm-hmm. And would they actually use the tickets? I mean, I'm sure that's what's coming next if you're Danny White. Some type of reward program for every game your tickets are used.
Maybe, yeah.
So on and so forth.
Well, and I do wonder, I remember going to a baseball game a few years ago when they were bad. I mean, the team was terrible.
Mm.
And I walk up to the ticket window and they're like, okay, what ticket, you know, where would you like to sit or best available? And we're just like, I don't know. Like, it might have been the first game I ever went to over there. I was like, best available.
Mm-hmm.
And like, okay, here you go. And we get in the stadium and we're like kind of down on the edge of the main portion of the seating, and I'm looking behind home plate and I'm like, there's no one in any of these seats. It's like all these seats were gone. Somebody had bought all those tickets. Maybe they were baseball season tickets that people just gobbled up for super cheap because they had a football donation, but they're not coming to this just random game that I went to, so no one's in the stadium there. So basically you have these massive sections. I mean, there were sections of the baseball stadium behind home plate with like four people in a section, the whole section.
Sure.
And it's like, okay, so surely that's part of the issue. That's the issue with the, like, when you're doing poorly or you have a really poor opponent and just, or bad weather, whatever. And then you got the other issue where it's like postseason, and that, like, they got to come up with how that stacks so that everybody's treated fairly. And like I said, when Matt was on the phone, I think doing this is probably the right decision. But it's how do they do it, and do they do it well, and do they, you know, that's kind of, I guess, what remains to be seen. I found it. He said it. We've been selling ourselves short.
The weird one to me is football. And John Reed was talking about this yesterday. I mean, obviously, anybody who got their prices lowered yesterday with this announcement, they're not upset.
Huh, why would they be?
But lowering the price obviously wasn't the reason they weren't buying them. They had them. They bought them. They've been buying them. And, you know, me, for example, my price per ticket is not going up some crazy amount, so I'm okay with it. I said 200 by the time you take in, you know, fees and all that other junk, it'll probably be about $300 extra a year. That's fine. Whatever. It's just strange to hit kind of the reset button now. Maybe his thinking is better to hit it now, and then as we get better, more and more young people are interested, and now they can afford the opportunity to get pretty good seats for, you know, some non-crazy amount. And I guess I do like the idea of you know, pick a section, right? Whatever. I like the idea of everyone in that section paying the same amount. That seems fair, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, this guy has been sitting in these seats for 10 years and I just bought him. I don't want to be paying a lot more than him, and I certainly don't think I should be paying less. So it does, you know, kind of make everything a little bit more fair. But it's... Because what'd you say about 50? Well, he said almost 50% get a price deduction, so yeah, really a little bit more go up. But like, what's the net gain here? It doesn't sound like they've, you know, revamped this, and all of a sudden they're going to be making so much more money on donations. Well, but that said, I thought about this the other day. The donations are more tax deduct, or you know,
tax friendly.
Yeah, tax friendly to the university. So, and I guess there's some type of rule, right? They can't say all season tickets for every game are $1, but you need, you know, give us $1,000 in donations so we can, you know, start pocketing that money and stack it up. It's just strange. I'm sure there's a method to the and maybe it really is just, hey, this just needs to be modernized. This is, but then they're doing all these renovations, right? Like, is grandfathering just done forever at the University of Tennessee? Does Danny White just not believe in that? And like,
well, isn't he making a bunch of promises when people sign up for his society? Like,
I'm not sure.
At what point are you like, well, Danny, I'm not sure you're going to be here very long. What if the next AD goes back on all these promises, just like you did on my grandfather tickets? Like, I mean, I don't know. Listen, it's the right time to do it because,
well, that's something we've learned, man.
Philip Fulmer came, he coached, he went. He came back, he AD'd, he went. That era is over.
Yep.
This kind of signifies it, right? Like, the era of Tennessee football being something where, I mean, the first Tennessee game I went to, I had to, it was a Florida game. I had to scalp tickets. I used every $20 bill in my wallet just to get in the stadium. Like, those days are gone. They are over. Like, it's going to be, like, I don't even know. I mean, Alabama's been as successful as you can basically be in college football in recent years. I don't know that it's that hard to get in. I mean, maybe it is for Alabama, for Auburn, Alabama, which that's kind of like Florida, Tennessee, but was back in,
well, if the,
you know,
two
the
teams,
90s,
if the two
90s.
Teams are good, Tennessee has on average, you know, three to four games a year that are pretty tough tickets.
But it's still, but you can still just pay the piper that one time and still go to a bunch of other games at face value, most of the other games.
Yeah.
And that's if Tennessee ever gets back to that level. Mm-hmm. All the days in between, you're going to be able to just buy a ticket and go. The days of, I got to keep my season tickets because if I let them go, I may never get them back again, are done,
yep.
Over. And I would even argue, even if Tennessee got back and won a national championship, the next few years after, if they don't keep winning them, then you're still going to be able to get in the stadium. Because, see, the people like Danny White have realized, and like Matt was complaining about the beer pricing, they don't price the beer for everybody. They just price the beer for just the people that'll pay that price, because they realize if one person will pay $20 for something, that's still more money than two people paying $8 each.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. They don't have to cater to everyone. They only have to cater to the, you know, the $100,000 they want to put in there, and the $60,000 that buy this, and the $30,000 that buy this, and the $10,000 that buy this.
But just hypothetically, though, for, you know, to your example, if I'm willing to pay $20 a beer, would I not buy more if they were $10?
And we don't speak in hypotheticals anymore.
Hypo might not. I sure do. I just wonder, because it said 50%. I'd love to know the percentage of season ticket holders who were grandfathered, right?
Yeah.
How many of those people are going to say, well, the only reason I have been buying these is, A, because I'm grandfathered, and if I don't buy them, I lose my grandfather status. Now that I've lost my grandfather status and my price is going up a little bit, what's the point?
It doesn't make any sense for you to buy your tickets next year. None whatsoever. I told you. You get the four-game plan this year. You could have bought Georgia.
And maybe they're not going
to
offer those four-game plans.
Ole Miss and Pitt. You could have bought just those four tickets. Mm-hmm. You could have saved a ton of money, gone to all the big games you want to.
Yeah.
If you decide that the Tennessee Tech Day is beautiful and you guys just want to go down there for some reason.
Hey, I probably could have got free tickets that day.
Exactly.
And then,
hell, you could have got free tickets to Pitt.
If Akron and Ball State aren't included in my plan, I'm not buying it.
Got to watch those guaranteed victories.
See, I mean, it makes no sense.
No,
why anyone would buy season tickets to me now, I don't understand. Unless you just do it because you want to donate to the university.
Right.
The season ticket deal is not a deal anymore.
Or to keep your seat because you're so, you know, you just love that seat.
I guess.
It goes back to tradition, too, because a lot of people just bought them because it's been in their family.
Yeah, which is which is the same but slightly different reason than what you're saying.
Yeah.
One is I don't want to lose my deal I get.
Yeah,
one is like it's just tradition.
Sure. Yeah. But for me it's not. Well, these have been in my. I guess maybe there's a little bit of that. Like, oh yeah, these have been. But they also moved our seats.
Yeah.
You know, like
it's not like this is where my grandfather sat.
Yeah, it was Section K, Row 10 for. I mean, my grandfather's life, my father's life, then they moved us, you know, I guess when they started sliding the student section over, I'm not sure what year that was, but they moved us over. So I like these seats. They're slightly better, but I'm not, you know, if
there's not that tied to them.
If you slid me back 10 rows, I'm not going to say, oh, these are terrible. That's not my seats.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's weird, but I don't. What I'm saying is you're telling a lot of loyal customers, and I get it. They weren't paying full price. They weren't paying as much as some other people in their section, but they were loyal. Like everybody who's grandfathered in still is grandfathered in because they bought their season tickets every year. That's the only way you could still be grandfathered is if you bought them every year, no matter how bad we were. No matter what, that's the only way you stay. The year you say, I'm not buying them this year, boom, you just go to the back of the line essentially. It's weird to me that you're essentially telling all those people, thank you for your loyalty throughout your life, your father's life, or your parents' life, your grandparents' life. We appreciate that donation made back in the, whatever, the 60s, 70s, whatever. But we're trying to get some new people in here. It's just strange, that's all. Especially when you consider a lot of grandfather tickets. It's not, you know, a 90-year-old couple. It's a younger couple now because the tickets have been passed down a generation, or in some cases, I guess, two. So it's just weird. You're basically telling your most loyal fan, like portion of the fan base, hey, you've been getting a little bit of a discount, and we don't like that. But you've also been the most consistent to do it each and every year, no matter what the price change was, no matter how bad the team was. Was it a good schedule? Was it a bad schedule? Not to mention, if you're a Tennessee fan and have been for the last 10 years buying season tickets, you've sat through a lot of slaps in the face, you know, regarding what the football game felt like while you were there. Now, obviously, you still have the right to buy your ticket, and I'm guessing keep your seat. We'll see. But the timing just seems weird. If Tennessee had beaten Pitt and we were, going into a coin flip game against Florida, okay. But if this is your goal to sell more tickets, If that's your biggest fear, if you're Danny White, you got to sell more tickets. I don't know that this is the way to do it. And John Reed said this yesterday. You hired a coach who isn't exactly a promoter.
Mm-mm.
And we've talked about this. Danny White, I think, views himself as a promoter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think standing on tables, beating on doors, shaking hands with donors, tweeting out stuff on the social media, that's not going to matter if you don't have a football team and a product that people want to show up and watch. And I just hope we're not putting the cart before the horse here, if you're Danny White.
Yeah.
Because if this football coach falls on his face, and I hope he doesn't, I'm rooting for him, but if he does, you just blew up a lot of equity with some people who have been loyal to this program for a very long time. You just said, he's risking it, right? Like he's rolling the dice on Josh Heupel, saying, well, when Josh starts winning with our new hip fun offense and we got the TVs and the bar and the fireworks and all that, once we get all that, it's going to be young people lining up to come here. They're not going to be lining up unless you start winning games, man.
Mm-hmm.
So
and announcing a few days before you go to the Swamp against a team that
is favored by 20 and a half.
Yeah.
Although
might be better than expected, as your head coach says, we're more beat up than we want to be at this point in the season.
I mean, look, for me personally, it doesn't matter. But I have no reason to, like you said, I have no reason to renew season tickets.
No, none.
If I think the team's going to stink, it offers me nothing.
You
now.
Can still buy a ticket in roughly that section for much less than you're going to pay as a season ticket holder, and only pick the games you want to go to.
Yeah, they basically just said thank you for all your loyalty. For all these years, we're resetting everybody, which isn't true. We know all the big money boosters are going to get all the perks anyway, if you're on the list, Danny's little shareholder list. It's just strange. It's just, again, timing everything. He's rolling the dice on himself and Josh Heupel. It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
We got some trivia.
Hoping you guys will just forget. I was trying to do the Adam Hickman tinfoil thing.
You guys are cowards. At least look at Davey. I can't believe I'm saying this. You have sat over there and just tried to filibuster this thing so you don't have to do your shock collar trivia. Hickman just sat there with his foil and tape, didn't say a damn word the whole show. Look at Davey.
I know.
He went. He called in the order.
Yep.
He's promoted the sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
He got up early to broil and air fry.
He did.
He probably bought this. Or did it come in that?
I actually found that at the house.
See?
Like, I was like, damn, that thing's still laying
around. He went on a scavenger hunt for a wing vessel.
Yep.
He covered it. He's got his. He came in with. Were those plates here, or did you bring those?
I brought the plates.
He brought the plates.
I brought plates extra in case I can't eat all 80, and then you guys wanted some.
I mean, he's thinking of others.
That's nice.
This is how the game is played. You and you. Very disappointed.
Nah, I said during the break, when do you want to do trivia? You said next segment.
Coward.
We just doubled this one up because this is a hot topic. This is something that is a big talking point with all Tennessee fans.
No one vetted your questions.
And?
I did. Some of them.
You didn't get all the ones.
And you're the perfect example.
Of what?
You had season tickets.
Oh, yeah. No, the topic was good.
All right.
I just.
We'll do some trivia.
It feels like Danny's. Until something. And again, I don't think he's done anything wrong per se, but he better hope he's right on a lot of stuff, or it's going to pile up pretty quick.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I don't know. Like, that was always going to be the challenge.
True.
I mean, if he was sitting over there doing nothing, changing nothing,
yeah,
and your football team kept losing.
That's true.
It, you know.
Maybe it's
He knew the challenge when he came here. And then he kind of whiffed on some coaches and ended up with this guy.
I am kind of sick on every new AD we have releasing his own renderings of the stadium within like 6 months. Like, oh, here's what we're going to do now. No, now this. And now that, like, guys, just we're focusing on the wrong things.
Sad.
How about we focus on how we're going to win in the stadium and then worry about what it looks like and feels like and sounds like? You bet on hype, and we'll see if it pans out.
It's that time of the day of the week. I got to answer trivia questions. If I miss them, I get shocked. Punishment Thursday, special edition, because we had shock collar trivia yesterday with Adam Hickman.
I don't want to hear any complaining.
Is it best to have it real tight so that it just kind of gets you, or is it...
Yeah, like, it needs to be pretty tight. Otherwise, the prongs don't touch, you don't get shocked, and you fake it, and then I don't know.
No, that's not what I'm afraid of. It's almost worse if it's just barely touching, kind of arcs into you.
Oh. Does it?
I don't know.
What would you say your tightness level is right now?
Well, I mean, they're both touching pretty good. I think we're fine.
Okay.
Hopefully. Well, no. This is level 6, right?
Would you like for me to do the honors, Houston?
Of what?
Just leading off with the first question.
Do you want the first question?
Yes, please.
Do we go headphones off for this?
No, you can have them on. No, you're fine.
Typically, I say off, but...
Did you show Hickman the music to play? Oh, yes, you did. Okay, well done. Well done indeed.
Nate, are you ready?
Hang on, let me pull Google up. Just
all right, Nate.
He's on UT Sports.
Unless,
so be careful.
If you ask me about a section of Neyland Stadium, I got it nailed.
Nate, to get us started, please spell Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That is a repeat question.
This is now the third time that one's come up.
Oh man,
your bucks, dude.
I did. All right. Let's go. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis. Mm-hmm. Giannis.
Correct.
Yes.
All right. Now the tough part.
Giannis.
Antetokounmpo.
That is correct.
He got it right?
He finally got it right.
He got the two N's there at the end?
It's yeah,
it's an N and an M.
Yep.
NNPO is what you said. Okay. Wow.
And the only reason is because they won is because of their playoff run. Because I kept seeing it. And I'm like, I should probably make sure I know.
Buddy, that's impressive.
All right.
That's a
good start. Good start.
Very impressive. I mean, wow. Okay. I got to see which one I'm going to save. I'm going to save that one because I had 10 pulled up.
Okay.
But Davey, inserted that one, so I'm going to go ahead and slide this one down to my list. Right. First of all, shouts out to Cub, Jared, Blue, Brad, and Brandon. That's BBB, CJ. Yeah, they helped out with the questions.
So these are the people that I either thank or go after.
I had 17 submitted questions.
All right. All right.
So,
you vetted them, right? You vetted them.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some that I don't know.
I mean, there's supposed to be 10 easy, 10 medium, 10 hard.
I'd say it's about like that.
Okay.
But it's also, you know, this is stuff you're supposed to know, not that I'm supposed to know.
All right.
Okay. Question two. How many losing seasons did South Carolina have in the 20th century? So, between 1900 and 2000, how many losing seasons did South Carolina have?
All right. I mean, I guess that's quite 11
fair,
guys.
What's fair here, guys? Do we want a range?
Yeah.
Should I give them a range? Mm-hmm. If you can be within... What do you think? 10 on each side?
Sure.
10 on each side of the number.
Okay. That's pretty generous. I like that. I mean, they're awful.
The 20th century for the South Carolina game. Were they always the Gamecocks?
Out of the 100 years.
Out of the 100 years, how many losing seasons did they have?
65.
Oh. Incorrect.
Ah.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I mean, what? Oh.
Come on, sell it a little bit. We're on the radio. It was 52. So you were three over.
Somehow thought they were worse than they were.
That's right. It's impressive. It's impressive. You're 1-1.
Okay.
Question number three. Tennessee has a chance to open the season with four straight 30-plus point games. When was the last time Tennessee opened the season with four straight 30-point games? Yes, football. Obviously, we're talking football here. What year was the last?
I'm terrible with years. Even if I knew the season, I wouldn't know the year. God, it's not even that.
Mm-hmm.
2001.
Incorrect. Sorry.
When was it?
It was 1993. It was Heath Shuler's runner-up Heisman year because Peyton would always play Florida early, and sometimes we scored more than 30, but sometimes we didn't. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Was in 2001 when Florida got bumped to the end?
Yes.
Okay, so at least that was my rationale.
Yes.
Florida was at the end. I can't remember the years,
though. I don't think we scored 30 in the opener against Syracuse.
Okay. I can't even remember the beginning of the season. I only remember the end of that
year. 2001?
Yeah. And obviously we were good, so that was was my rationale. I don't know.
I just like the South Carolina game that year. We wore the orange and white socks.
I would not have gotten 93 in my wildest. The problem was Fulmer's not scoring 30.
No, yeah.
Like his question yesterday, they didn't score 30 when they beat him in the swamp with Clawson.
Oh,
24-10 or whatever.
2003.
Right. I'm going through
the years.
We scored
34 in 2001 in the swamp. It was 34-32, but when we beat him in 2003, it was 24-10.
Right, that's why I was. You said last time, so I'm going back.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, when we beat them,
sure.
But we still. Don't,
anyway, no, yeah, ahead, I got you. You're sure.
Right.
Question number five: who founded Maryville College?
Oh, I might know this.
You might.
I just have to guess.
It's your alma mater.
I just have to guess one of the building names.
Yep. Okay. There are probably several.
There are a bunch.
Yeah,
they are named after people.
That would add up.
Usually at work.
That's
Maryville College. How many of them can there be?
Well, I mean, every building has a name, so like this.
What
is
are you
not,
saying? It's a small university. Doesn't like, have a lot of buildings.
It's a small university.
What a punk!
Like this is.
Does he have to get the full name here first?
Like
and
Jeopardy.
Last? No.
Last.
Okay.
I mean, there's. Okay. I feel like this is wrong, but it's the only thing I can come up with. Is it Anderson?
Oh, it is the All Anderson. Right. Isaac Anderson.
That's, it has the
is
tower
that
the
cafeteria?
And the flag.
Is it the cafeteria?
It's where the admissions building is. There's not really, it's just offices, mainly. There's like a couple of classrooms in it.
Number six. Or no, is this number five?
You said five on the last
one. Let's see. One, two, three, four. This is five.
I
apologize.
I think this is five. Yeah,
this is five. Right. I did my numbers
this
weird
is,
when Davey asked
five.
The question. I had them numbered. This is five.
We're counting Davey's? All right. Go ahead.
What do you mean? Yeah, it counts.
This is five?
This is five.
Okay.
Because he only asked one, did he not?
Mm-hmm. I got that one right. I got another one right.
You got...
I got shocked.
You missed
South... Twice, and I got one right.
You missed South... Hang on. You got his right.
Yes.
You got South Carolina wrong. You got 30 points wrong. And you got Maryville College right.
No, I got another one right, I thought. After Antetokounmpo.
I've only asked four questions. This is five.
Okay. All right. Fire away.
Okay. I don't know if this is a fair question or not. It's a tennis question. I'm just going to say I did not submit the question. Going into the 2009 French Open,
okay,
Rafael Nadal had never lost a singles match at Roland Garros.
Okay.
Who was the Swedish player who upset the King of Clay in the fourth round of that year's tournament?
It's a fine question.
It's a fine question? You're okay with the question? Okay.
But I don't think I know the answer.
It's a fine question.
I don't.
That's good. That's a good answer by you. Even if you don't.
It's fair.
Yeah, I don't know the answer, but it's not an unfair question. That's good.
I can't even think of a Swede. I don't.
Any names just floating in there?
Bjorkman.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Mm. Oh, the waiting is. It is bad. Like.
It doesn't hurt.
You're gonna have to restart that in a second. How does the
I'm gonna know
how
this,
does the name Robin Soderling strike you?
Oh no, I'd never get that.
No,
I mean I vaguely remembered that name as a tennis player, but I never would have got
it. It was a Robin Soderling in the upset.
Okay.
Question six. Again, I don't know if this is a fair question, but it's up here.
Right. You don't have to grade them all. Just, you know.
What is Jamie Chadwell's base salary as of this year? That's base salary.
Base salary.
That's the question. It's saying, like, obviously he has incentives if he wins this, and this. Base salary.
$1.1 million.
I believe that is the average over the life of the contract, the base salary for this year. I don't know if that's the case. I'm just saying it's $850,000. It does have a $50,000 increase through 2027. Judges?
Let it slide.
Well, is that even right?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's right. I mean, that was a guess. I knew he got bumped up around a million, so I couldn't remember what number.
I think
it was.
That's a million on the average.
Just shocked me.
Okay. Did it go through?
No.
That's because I didn't hit the button. Okay.
Well, hey, at least you know I'm honest. I should've been like, yep.
Yeah. Oh, got me good. Oh, got me good, Odell. All right. Question seven.
Honesty check.
Which national park has the most campers?
Oh,
annually,
gosh.
Which national park has the most campers annually?
Like in tents or do trailers count too?
Campers. Behinds.
This had to have been found on Facebook yesterday because I literally read this on Facebook yesterday.
We'll see if it's the correct answer.
I mean, almost feels like a trick question. Most visited parks, the Great Smoky Mountains.
Most
national
visited,
park.
Yes, but the most campers.
Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
Incorrect. Mm. It is Yosemite.
Ah.
Yosemite National Park. Yes, Smoky Mountains.
I just didn't know which one they wanted to go with.
It was a rough week in the Tetons. You see that story? Mm-hmm. The Gabby, I think it's Newsom. Is it Gabby Newsom?
No, it's like Petito. No,
yeah. Gabby Petito and her boyfriend something laundry. They found her body. It's not good. He's lost in a swamp. I don't know
Brian.
What's going. Mm. Brian.
I think.
Laundry. Scary stuff. He's going to jail for a long time. Okay. Number eight.
I thought this was number nine.
No. Number eight.
All right.
You're trying to rush through it. Tennessee and Florida have competed in the same athletic conference since Florida joined the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Association in what year? It's multiple choice.
Okay. Fair enough.
Are you ready?
Yes.
A. 1984. B. 1910, C, 1921, D, 1924. The Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Association was joined by Florida in what year? 1894, 1910, 1921, 1924.
None of those make sense.
You gotta read your Florida history. It's a big week. You gotta study the opponent.
84.
That wasn't even an option. 84?
You said 1984.
I didn't. I said 1894.
Wait, start over with the years.
Oh, this is Rich. It's my fault that he got... I should just shock you. The years...
You said...
I said... No, I did not. I said the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Association was joined by Florida in what year? A, 1894.
Oh, okay.
B, 1910. C, 1921. D, 1924. I never even heard of the Southern...
I got 1921.
Incorrect. It was B, 1910.
No. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't get
1910.
That. I wouldn't get that.
Sorry.
Gets you. It's like...
Okay. Another Chadwell question
right,
for you.
Nine.
Is this
question
nine?
This is number nine. Yes,
I got number 10, if that works for you.
Let me get 10 this time. You get the next one, because this is an important
one. Chadwell.
In what year did Jamie Chadwell marry his wife, Solmaz? I don't know how to say it. Someone said I did say 1984. I reread the questions. It's a famous book. I'm Liz Dexic.
I don't know. 2011.
2005. Okay. This was submitted from your wife.
Great.
Yep.
Great.
When was your first child born? She wants an exact time and date.
The time?
That's what she said.
You can get it within an hour.
Within an hour, huh?
No.
We got to give AM or PM at least.
Okay.
Think back.
I know this. Let me get it.
Yes, you should know the birth date of your child.
No, I know the birthday. It was April the 25th, 2009.
Okay, you got that part. Now, do you have within an hour of the time?
You're going to laugh at how I know this. It was NFL draft day.
Oh, my God.
Back when... They did the whole draft on one day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Who was the pick before she was born?
The first pick was Matthew Stafford. Uh-huh. And the draft, I don't know if it started at this time, but I feel like it was in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm trying to, you got a thing in the hallway with the time on it. I don't know. I feel like it was like 10:13 or 10:15.
Oh, that is correct. Oh, my God.
Is that right?
10:13.
You know how you have a number just pop out?
Yeah.
So there's this.
Impressive.
There's this crocheted thing in the hall.
That's impressive.
With the date and the time.
Somebody is not sleeping on the couch tonight, I'll tell you that. Well done. Well done.
Sheesh.
I want to say 10:13. I wasn't going to let you go any further. I didn't want you to be like 10:13. No, it was 11:13. Oh. I just wanted to make sure to help you out. Dave, you had like three more and look at him.
He's dead now.
Good. You're not even close to done. What'd you eat? Five more? Are you on 35?
Nah,
37.
I think I'm at near 40.
What a wuss. I ate 42 one summer afternoon after playing basketball. Come on. Yeah. Let's pick it up.
Pick up the pace.
Pick it up. I got it. That's not a great time for an appetite.
Final
I
segment.
Can't eat in the morning.
Hour
Shut
two
up.
Next. The NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone, new and existing users, a $10 risk-free bet every week in the NFL. Thursday night, a great chance to give it a shot. Tonight, you got the Panthers, the Texans on Thursday Night Football. And
no Tyrod.
No Tyrod Taylor. Houston's reeling. Carolina's undefeated. Chance to go to
he was my backup.
To go to 3-0. You got
Sam Darnold, not bad.
Yeah, you gotta like
Dude,
Carolina.
It's the Adam Gase effect, I'm telling you.
Gotta like Carolina money line in this one. And then there's other, you know, each and everything you want to stack in there with the same game parlay. This is the way you do it. You go, you make sure you opt in. So click the little add button, opt in, make sure you're opted in, and then set up your $10 same game parlay bet. You might be like, come on, Nate, $10, not a big deal. Well, the nice thing is, if you win, because it's a parlay, you're going to win a lot more than $10. And if you lose, they're going to give you your $10 right back in site credit on FanDuel. because they're America's number one sports book. Just one of the many reasons we love FanDuel here on 3 and Out. Use it all the time. They got fast payouts. It's easy to use, safe and secure. It's America's number one sports book, as I mentioned. And you can pair up anything. The NFL, there are tons and tons and tons of options. You got Sam Darnold passing yards, for example. You can go over or under any of that type of stuff.
They have alternate plays.
Alternate lines as well, yeah. But just stack them in there with the same game parlay bet. Lock in your bet today. Make Thursday Night Football exciting tonight. And you can do it all with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. If you're new, you can still claim your 30-1 odds on either team to win Monday Night Football as well between Philly and Dallas. Just sign up with our promo code 3OUT. And if your first bet loses, you can get up to $1,000 back in site credit. Also, there's just tons and tons of boosts and promos with FanDuel. Use promo code 3OUT, though, when you sign up, no matter what. That's 3OUT to take advantage of all the specials on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Site credit expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile web. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. All right, let's go to the G3 Help Me Hotlines, I think. Adam, who we got?
Roberto.
Roberto, you're on 3 and Out. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, if you ever need to fire me up, start talking about season tickets.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I thought you canceled yours. I thought you were out.
So here's how this went down. I canceled mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a family member call and say, hey, I want to keep the tickets in the family. So this is a very unique perspective, I believe. I said, okay. So we made it where they could keep it in the family, right? Because my uncle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now they're doing this in the middle of this. So I thought, you know, when I saw it yesterday, I was like, oh, sweet. I got out when the getting was good, right? But now we're going to lose all those family points anyways from, what, 70 years now? I think they've held tickets in our family, something like that, 68 years.
Yep, wiping the slate clean, fresh start.
So the points don't matter anymore either?
That's where they're going. That's what we've been told. Like my uncle's a letterman, too. Letterman aren't going to get their discounts. One of my business partners is an old UT Letterman, and he gets his tickets for just cost. They're doing away with all that as well. You guys know that, right?
No, I'm glad you brought that to the show.
Yeah, they're doing away with all the Letterman discounts as well. They just haven't put that one quite out there yet.
Hmm.
That's exactly what's going to happen. It's a real shame, you know, to lose family tickets that have been there for forever and ever. You know, my grandparents bought them, passed them to my uncle, my father, passed them to me, passed them, you know, how all that goes, right? It's a real shame. But Houston, you're dead on too. We've been moved once, you know, and it doesn't feel the same. I still go over to section Q, row 36 to see all the people I grew up with, right? I have kids of my own now that I take over to see these people who were my age when I was going to games, when my kids, you know, or when I was my kid's age, and now these people are grandparents and they have their grandkids there. It's really fun, but it's not the same. So for me, Houston, I tend to agree with you. You know, even if I buy tickets going forward, at this point, I mean, I like where I am, but it doesn't have the same feel. So I kind of agree with your assessment. It's kind of like, well, I mean, I like these tickets, but, you know, I've been moved. So it's not the same as when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And additionally, this is coming from a guy that in my section, where our tickets are as a family, like our level's going down $350 per ticket. So that'd be for us $700, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying it's still a bad thing, and I'm the one who stands to gain here, right? So I don't think it's a good thing. Ultimately, yes, I agree with you, Houston, that it doesn't feel the same. But I also like my seat, so I'm hoping they're going to do some kind of what would the word be? I guess it would be a grandfathering system or a first right of refusal is what you called it earlier, right?
Yeah, I would imagine if you have current season tickets and renew them, you'll get to keep those seats. I would think.
Have they said anything? Have you guys seen anything about donation levels? The only thing I know 100% is that Letterman are going to start getting charged donation levels. I do know that.
I don't know. I mean, we just know there's a range of donation levels from X dollars to X dollars. That's it. and there's going to be a family section with no donations necessary, which is probably going to be the the upper deck where they can't sell the tickets right now anyway.
Yeah, probably in the upper deck in the south end zone where they can't see the Jumbotron. Yeah.
Yeah, this looks like the only total cost sections that will go up are going to be the new club, obviously, because they're new. West Club is going to go up 10%. East Club goes up 12.5%. No change in the terrace, although one of the terraces is going to drop 21%. And the West chairbacks will go up 14%. Bleachers, sideline, lowers, uppers all going down over 25%.
What's the one that goes up 164%? Did you see there's one that goes up 164%?
It's the new club, level.
Okay, that's what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I saw it. And lastly, guys, you may have already talked about it, and if you did, I'm sorry. I may not have heard it, but Milton being listed the starter, has that been named yet? I mean, they rolled out the depth chart last night.
I don't think they've changed the depth chart since before week one.
Yeah,
so you're just saying actually, Milton's at the top of the depth chart.
Okay, yeah, Heupel made it sound like on Vol calls that he still might not even be ready to play from an injury standpoint. He's barely practiced.
Okay, that Nate, it's funny you say that because that confirms what I was told this morning, and that is actually that Milton's taken Hooker's taken the majority, if not all, of the first team reps in practice.
Well, there's a Jimmy Himes fake tweet going around that somebody might have got by that then turned into thinking that Milton was already named the starter for this week, and that was obviously completely bogus.
Well, either way, I loved what you guys said the other day, and I haven't got the call in since, and I thought it was brilliant. It's Hooker, you know you're going to lose by probably 3 touchdowns. Milton, you're probably going to lose. It may be by 5 touchdowns, or it might be by 1 touchdown. If that's the truth, give me the guy that gives me the potential to lose by 1 touchdown.
Yep, that's where I'm at.
And if we get the Mays boys back and everything's in full effect, which I hope is true, on the offensive line, I do think we'll be a little bit better. I think we'll be able to move the ball a little bit better. And, I've been as down on Milton as everybody. But the offense does seem to click and move better with him at the trigger man.
It's faster.
It's much faster, and that's what Heupel wants. And I think that's probably why people don't understand that they love Milton so much, is because it's very clear that's what they want to do. And again, props to our defense. Our defense and special teams will keep us in Saturday at least till the third, probably the third, halfway through the third quarter. Guys, have a great day.
Thanks for the call, Alberto. We got to run. We'll come back with more and kick off hour 3 next.